Well, praise the Lord, everybody. For this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we should always be thankful and be glad and rejoice in it. As I always say, if it wasn't for the Lord that was on our side, where would we be? I thank God always for another opportunity to share the word of God with you on this weekly podcast, where we are always building up the kingdom of God here on earth, and always, I mean always, lifting up the name of Jesus. The word of God tells us in John chapter 12, verse 32, it says, and this is Jesus speaking here. He said, if I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. Hallelujah. Yes, God will draw, he will cause all people to come to himself. He will attract all people to himself, amen, when his name is lifted up from the earth. And that's what I desire to do, amen, is lift up the name of Jesus so men and women can be drawn, can be attracted to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Yes, there is a word from the Lord on this weekly podcast with Deacon Mario McGill, and that is, it is imperative or important for us to have a kingdom mindset. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. It is imperative and important to have a kingdom mindset. Yes, people of God, we are kingdom people. Therefore, we must have a kingdom mindset. We must think like the King, who is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the book of Philippians chapter 2, amen, verse 1 through 5, it says, therefore, if there is any consolation or comfort in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship, hallelujah, of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, hallelujah, Paul says, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Amen. Yes, being kingdom-minded. Verse 3 says, amen, as Paul talked to the Philippian church, he said, let nothing be done through selfish ambition and conceit. Hallelujah. But in the lowliness of mind, let each one esteem others better than himself. Hallelujah. Verse 4 says, and let each of you, amen, who believe and have a kingdom mindset, look out not only for his own interests, but also the interests of others. Hallelujah. When you have a kingdom mindset, amen, and when you're a believer and you're a follower of Christ, amen, and when you are in kingdom building, hallelujah, you do not just look out for your own interests. Hallelujah. But you also look out for the interests of others. You are concerned about others. Hallelujah. Verse 5 in Philippians chapter 2, God tells us, amen, to let this mind, be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. See, people of God, I want to encourage you, amen, people of God, that when you are kingdom mindset, it's all about building the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. From the neighborhoods to the nations, it's all about building the kingdom of God here on earth and building up the people of God to their most holy faith. They are not, amen, concerned just about their own interests when you're kingdom minded. Hallelujah. But you are concerned about the welfare of others, their spiritual life, and how their souls can be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A person, people of God, with a kingdom mindset, amen, will have the mind of Christ, in which Christ had the mind of God. Hallelujah. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 9 through 16, amen, and I'm going to take my time with this because I really want us to grasp, amen, what the Spirit of Lord is telling us, amen, on this weekly podcast, that it is imperative and important to have a kingdom mindset, amen. We have to have the mind of the King, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. As I say again, when you have a kingdom mindset, you're not only worried about your own interests, amen, your own concerns, but you also concern and interested in the affairs of others, amen, about their spiritual life, their spiritual walk, and how their souls can be saved. That's having a kingdom mindset, and that's doing kingdom building here on earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So in the book, amen, of 1 Corinthians, amen, chapter 2, I'm going to read from 9, verse 9 through 16. And it reads, amen, as thus it says, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Hallelujah. That's encouraging right there. I want to tell you that God has prepared some things for you. Amen. And your eyes have not seen it. Your ears have not heard it. Nor have entered into your heart the things that God has prepared for you. But God has some things in store. God has some things lined up for you. Hallelujah. Verse 10 and 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it says, but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. People of God, in order for you and I or anyone, amen, else to understand, or receive the spiritual things that come to us or revealed to us through the Spirit, even the deep things of God, we have to have a spiritual mindset. Yes, we have to be kingdom minded in order to comprehend anything that comes from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Thank you, Jesus. It says, but God, yes, has revealed them to us through his Spirit, those who believe. Hallelujah. For the Spirit of God searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. People of God, in order for you and I, or anyone else, to understand or receive the spiritual things that come to us or revealed it to us through the Spirit, even the deep things of God, we have to be spiritual minded and we have to be kingdom minded in order to comprehend anything that comes from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. For the word of God, amen, says to us in verse 11 of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it says, for what man knows of the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God, except the Spirit of God. Amen. So now we have received it. Now we have received it, amen, not the spirit of the world to be condominded, but the Spirit who is from God, that we who believe might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. That was good though. It says, so now we have received it. Yes, those who believe, amen, not the spirit of the world to be carnal minded. But we have received the Spirit who is from God, that we who believe might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. And as we continue to read, amen, it tells us, amen, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13, it said, these things we also speak not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches. Hallelujah. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Hallelujah. People of God, I want to encourage you, amen, as I encourage myself. And this is Paul telling us that the natural man, or the natural minded people does not receive the things of the Spirit of God because they are not kingdom minded. They are not spiritual minded, so they are foolish to him. Nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Well, they cannot discern what God has revealed it in the spirit. Oh my God. That's good right there. Hallelujah. Paul tells us, amen, that the natural man, or the natural minded people, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. Why? Because they are not kingdom minded, or they are not spiritual minded. So the spiritual things that we speak, they are foolish to them, or to them, nor can they understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Where they cannot discern what God is revealing to us in the spirit. Because they're not spiritual minded. They're not kingdom minded. Verse 15 says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, hallelujah, it says, but he who is spiritual, he who has a kingdom mindset judges. He examines all things. Yet he himself, amen, rightly judges or examined by no one. Why? Because he or she rightly judges himself according to the word of God to live by it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Verse 15 says, but he who is spiritual, he who have a kingdom mindset, judges, and examine all things. Yet he himself rightly judges or examined by no one. Why? Because he rightly judges himself according to the word of God, that he might live by it, that he may live a life that's pleasing unto God. So no need for him to be judged or examined by no one else, because he examines and judges himself by the word of God, that he may live a life that's pleasing unto God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 16 says this. He said, for who has known, the mind of the Lord? Who has known the mind of God that he may instruct him? But we, those who believe, the word of God says, have the mind of Christ. Why? Because we are kingdom minded. Hallelujah. We're kingdom minded because we believe in God. We believe in his son, Jesus Christ. We believe in his word, and the word of God is the mind of God. Thank you, Jesus. Not only that, amen, it's because we do and follow what Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says to us. And Philippians chapter 4, hallelujah, verse 8 tells us, he says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, yes, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there any virtue, and if there anything praiseworthy, the word of God said, meditate on these things. Yes, and the peace of God will and shall keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, think on these things. Think on these things that's of above, that we may be have a kingdom mindset. See, we have a kingdom mindset. You don't think and meditate on the things that's of this world. My God. You don't think on natural things. You think on heavenly things. Amen. You think on things that are just, things that are pure, things that are lovely, and things that's of a good report. Things that's of praiseworthy. We meditate on those things because we're a kingdom mindset. We're a spiritual mind. Amen. So we think on the things that are above. And once you think on those things that's above, being kingdom minded, amen, the word of God said the peace of God will keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Thank you, God. See, people of God, I have to encourage you with this because the Spirit of the Lord, amen, spoke to my spirit and say that the people of God needs to notice that we have to be kingdom minded. Yes, we have to be kingdom minded in order to operate in the kingdom of God here on earth. Someone should say that to themselves. They should say, self, amen, I need to be kingdom minded or spiritual minded in order to operate in the kingdom of God here on earth. See, we cannot be a believer and a follower of Christ, amen, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, with a worldly or a carnal mindset. Oh my God. Yes, we can't. We can't say that we are a believer in God and a follower of the doctrines of Christ, amen, still walking around with a worldly and a carnal mindset. Paul spoke to the Corinthian church, amen, in 1 Corinthians, hallelujah, chapter 3. He says, our brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as carnal, but as worldly, as to babes in Christ. My God, because they have not grasped the kingdom mindset yet. And a lot of us, amen, the Spirit of the Lord has spoken to me and said that a lot of us have not really and fully grasped the kingdom mindset. We still operate in the worldly and the carnal mindset like babes in Christ. Oh, my God. So, yes, we got to have a kingdom mindset. We have to be spiritual minded people, God, in order to operate in the kingdom of God here on earth. See, that's what Paul told him. He said, I cannot speak to you as spiritual people. Why? Because it'll be foolish unto you, because you're spiritually discerned. Hallelujah. You're not spiritual minded. You're not kingdom minded yet. You're still operating as babes. You're still operating with worldly thoughts. You're still operating in a worldly and a carnal mindset. Hallelujah. So Paul spoke to the Corinthian church. He said, I fed you with milk and not solid food, for until now, you are not able to receive it. Hallelujah. Because they're still operating with a worldly mindset. Oh my God. And they wasn't able to receive the spiritual things about the kingdom of God. Paul said, even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal. You are still worldly, behaving like mere men of the world and not of the kingdom. Oh my God. So, people of God, it's imperative and it's important for us to be kingdom-minded. It's imperative and important for us to be spiritual-minded. The Word of God said, let this mind be in you, and which is what's like in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus, amen, had the mind of the Father. Christ had the mind of God. That's why he was about his Father's business. Hallelujah. And building the kingdom of God here on earth. Thank you, Jesus. I hope, amen, and pray that you're getting something spiritual out of this podcast. Being kingdom-minded, amen, because that's what it's going to have to take. We have to be kingdom-minded. We got to have a kingdom mindset. The Word of God said, let this mind be in you, like it was in Christ Jesus, our Lord. He had the mind of God. How do we have the mind of Christ? We have the mind of Christ, people of God, by reading, and studying the Word of God. Reading and studying the Word of God and applying the Word of God to our life. Amen. That we would be no longer babes in Christ. That we would be no longer carnal minded. That we would be no longer worldly minded. Amen. Hallelujah. And we'll be able to receive the things that the Spirit is going to reveal to us. Amen. And teaches us through the wisdom of God. Not the wisdom of this world, amen, but we will be able to receive, amen, the things of God when we're kingdom-minded. So it is important for us to study the Word of God and apply the Word of God and read the Word of God daily. The Bible said that we should study to show for ourselves approval unto God, a righteous man rightly dividing the word of truth. See, the Word of God, hallelujah, is the mind of God. It tells us what's on God's mind when we read and study his word. It tells us how to please and live a life that's pleasing unto God when we read and study his word. Hallelujah. Thank you again for everyone that always tune in and support, amen, this weekly podcast with Deacon Mario McGill, amen, where we always building the kingdom of God here on earth, always lifting up the name of Jesus, amen. I pray that it bless you. I pray that you get something spiritual out of it, amen, and what God is telling us on this weekly podcast, that it is imperative and important that we be kingdom-minded. It is imperative and important, amen, in this time and season that we'll be spiritual minded, amen. In order for us to receive anything from God, who is a spirit, because the Bible said the true worshipers shall worship him in what? Spirit and truth. In order for us to receive anything spiritual from the kingdom of God, amen, we have to be kingdom mindset. That's why I said, let this mind be in you, like it was in Christ Jesus. Amen. And Jesus had the mind of God. He had the mind of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Before I end this weekly podcast, amen, about being kingdom minded and having a kingdom mindset, I want to go over to Romans, amen, if you will, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. And this is Paul speaking to the Roman church. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, I beg of you, amen, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, yes, a living sacrifice, holy, meaning set apart and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. See, that's our reasonable service. for all that God has done for us, what all that Jesus has done for us by giving his life on the cross, that we may have the right to come back to God and have an intimate and spiritual relationship with him. He said, it's our reasonable service that we present our bodies, a living sacrifice, living holy, set apart for the use of God and acceptable to God. That's our reasonable service. Verse 2 says, and do not be conformed to this world. Do not be carnal minded. Do not be worldly minded. Amen. But be ye transformed. See, we need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Our mind has to be renewed. Hallelujah. That we may have the mind of Christ. That we may have the mind of God. That we may be kingdom minded. And once we do that, once our mind be renewed through the washing and the reading of the word and the studying of the word, our minds become like God. We begin to think like God. Hallelujah. He said that we may prove what is that is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Read that. I got to say that again. It says, be not conformed to this world. Don't be conformed to this world. Don't do what this world do. The Bible says that, man, that we are in the world, but we're not of the world. We in the world. We live in this world, but we don't have to do what the world does. We don't have to think like the world thinks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he said, don't be conformed to this world. Don't be carnal minded. Don't be worldly minded. Be kingdom minded. Be spiritual minded. And we be spiritual minded and kingdom minded by being transformed by the renewing of our mind. That we may prove what is that is good and acceptable and perfect will of the Father. Our minds, people of God, have to be renewed. Hallelujah. Our thinking have to be renewed. That we may think ways that our thoughts got to be pleasing unto God. The word of God says in 2 Corinthians 10, he said, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. It's not carnal. But it's the power, through the power of God, of pulling down strongholds, taking every thought captive. Hallelujah. To the obedience of Christ. Yes, people of God, we have to be carnal minded, or not carnal minded, we have to be kingdom minded, people of God. We have to be spiritual minded in order to live a life that's pleasing unto God. In order for us to build the kingdom of God here on earth, we have to be kingdom minded. We have to think like God. We have to think like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who thought like his Father, amen, and did the work of his Father. Hallelujah. I pray, amen, that you got something out of this podcast. That is important, and it's an imperative that we be kingdom minded. Amen. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 23, I think verse 7, hallelujah, it says this. It says, so is a man what thinketh, so is he. Hallelujah. For as a man thinketh in his heart of his mind, so is he. Amen. So we have to think like God. Once we think like God, we act like God. We'll represent the kingdom of God here on earth. Amen. I pray that you got some out of this. Amen. Thank you always for tuning in, amen, to this weekly podcast with Deacon Mario McGill, where we always building the kingdom of God here on earth, always lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. I pray that this podcast bless you. Keep me in prayer, and I do the same for you. God bless.